Starting today, King County is practicing for what could happen if a magnitude 9 earthquake were to hit our region. One thing that's likely, it could take 10 days or more for help to arrive. Many neighborhoods will be on their own. The city of Seattle says there's something that could help, neighborhood communications hubs where people can meet and help each other. But as KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph discovered, an earthquake brings complications.
Think of what life could be like in Seattle after a really big earthquake.
Our lives will be disrupted as we know it.
This is
Debbie Goetz. I'm the Community Planning Coordinator
for Seattle's Office of Emergency Management. Many houses could do all right in the shaking, but people are still going to need to share information. That's what Seattle's communications hubs are for, and other cities are setting up similar networks.
These are places that the community designates where they know they would go to start the exchange of information with other people without any help from the city or any outside resources.
Goetz says Seattle plans to set up food and water locations, but that would take time, which is why people would only have each other for a while. One of the communications hubs is here in Wallingford, the Good Shepherd Center, built by a Catholic order in 1906.
A school for wayward girls, whatever that means.
This is Kai Kelly, executive director of Historic Seattle, which owns this huge building and the land around it. But he didn't know the Good Shepherd Center was going to be a hub after an earthquake.
No idea.
That's a weird.
Completely weird.
It's weird because of one other thing about the Good Shepherd Center. It's made of unreinforced masonry. The city says it's an old brick building that could come down in a quake. It needs to be retrofitted. Emergency Management's Debbie Goetz says the plan is for people at communications hubs not to be indoors.
It is typically outside.
And that would hold true for the Good Shepherd Center, rain or shine.
It's the play field that they're using.
At the Good Shepherd Center, Kai Kelly goes outside to take a look.
There's acres and acres of land here, so it's perfect sort of landscape to meet, but not right underneath the building. Yes.
Kelly says he likes the idea of neighbors using the grounds and even the building as a sort of sanctuary after a big quake. But he says first,
it needs to be baked a little bit more so that everyone understands the intricacies.
This week's Cascadia Rising exercise is another step toward doing just that. I'm Carolyn Adolph in Wallingford.